due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Like it or not, last night, our father, Vince McMahon, the chairman and CEO, made us both in charge of Monday Night Raw. And as a result, I...
Which I'm embracing, by the way.
Well, as am I. So I have a little peace offering here. A little something just to show you that I really do wholeheartedly embrace this new partnership.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, author of several children's books, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show, 1280 WHTK. Yeah!
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you!
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 7th. Just a couple holidays today. It's Birth Mother's Day, of course, the Saturday before Mother's Day, and National Tourism Day. And I call it unofficial Rock City Roller Derby Day here in the Pain Clinic. And, of course, tomorrow's Mother's Day. To all you good mothers, happy Mother's Day. And to all you bad mothers, you keep on being bad. Wink. Okay. Birthdays today, real quick. WWE wrestler Hercules Hernandez would have been 59. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2004. Owen Hart would have been 51. Oh, gosh, a lot of dead people that were born today. He died in 1999. And, of course, Rochester MMA fighter and former TNA wrestler Frank Trigg is 44. Okay, so there's one person alive. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us. When is this? Sorry, I got the date. May 22nd for WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Starts at 8 p.m. Come join us for all the fun. May 22nd, WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Huh?
Not you.
Not me. I'm not going to say that. I'll be there, yeah. All right, and also we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door May 14th for UFC 198 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. That's right, heavyweight champion Fabricio Werdum versus Stipe Miocic. And say that 10 times real fast, okay? For the heavyweight title, hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's May 14th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 198. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud. Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. Let me introduce the cast and crew real quick. I'm the cash man, Richie Rich. I am here with DC Dan Cole.
Hey.
Stop it. And to your radio, my radio right, your radio left, we have Brian Burke joining us again. Talking to Mike, Brian, so I can hear you.
Hey.
Okay. Something's wrong with these guys. Of course.
Wait. Something's wrong with us?
Yeah. And, of course, Danger Boy, too.
Good morning.
Thank you. All right, we're joined in the studio by four lovely ladies from Rock City Roller Derby. We have JoJo Thrasher, number 800.
Hello.
We have a number 94, She Go Quick.
Hello.
And number 27, Hater Tot.
Hey.
And joining us, a skater in training, Lily, right?
Yep.
All right. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. We have, you know, when we have roller derby skaters up here and roller derby players, it means that we have a bout this weekend.
Yes.
Tonight, that's right. Genesee Valley Sports Complex, 5 o'clock. It starts. It's what is the name of it again? I forgot what I do with my poster.
It is A Game to Kill For. I'm reading it off the one in here that I put up last week.
You know, like the takeoff of A Dame to Kill For.
That's it, man. Classic.
And you know, as we do with every week, there's games. We have the skaters up, and we have number 800, JoJo Thrasher. JoJo, how's it going?
It's going okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. You are the president of Rock City Roller Derby, so we are, and actually, you know, we are your minions.
Yes. Yes, do my bidding.
But it's nice to have someone in power here, finally. No, I'm kidding. But welcome. You know, we always start talking with the skaters. We get a little bit of their background. You skate for the Rock Stars. You have been skating for the Rock Stars for quite a while.
Yeah, almost 9 years now.
So since the big inning.
Yep.
You know, so very cool. So what got you interested in doing this?
Well, I had never actually heard of roller derby before, but my neighbor, like years ago, that when they lived there, they were mentioning it. They knew Kate Soans, who was the founder of roller derby, one of the founders of roller derby, and they were talking about it. And I said, "I've never heard of such a thing. What is this?" And they ended up giving me her phone number, and I called her. And like 2 days later, I went to my first practice, and it was at the Rollerdrome in Geneva.
Geneva, yeah. The Rollerdrome.
Yeah, and it's been. Yeah, so that's how it started.
That's how it started, and then the rest is history?
Yep.
Very cool. Shego.
Yes.
Thank you. Shego Quick, number 94, B-Sides. This is your first year with the B-Sides.
Yes, I'm not at all in power.
You're not at all in power? Well, you know, you're saying that now. But how did the derby get into your life?
I joined a team when I was in Japan 4 years ago, the Yokosuka Sushi Rollers, and then moved to Rochester for college and started up with Rock City.
Very cool. So are you originally from Rochester?
No, not at all. I'm from Virginia.
Oh.
She's from Japan.
Well, you took quite the pattern to get here, you know.
Yes.
She's in New York, or United States to Japan back to Rochester.
Yeah. I didn't realize how cold it would be, but it's fine.
It's good for now, right?
Yes.
Okay, very cool. So tonight we have the team we are playing is the Rhode Island Riveters and the Killer Bees.
That's it. Yep, the Rock Stars will be taking on the Riveters. That'll be the first game, and then the Killer Bees and the B-Sides.
And, you know, as the last time the ladies were up here, we had a Big Mouth who was part of the host of the show who was taunting you about, you know, having a little challenge.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we did talk about that a little bit. And of course, since then, I'm the only one to get on skates.
I was just going to say, you know, we planned this, like, what? It was a month ago. It was the last month that we...
Do you notice the only one who's not here this morning?
Yeah, it's the Big Mouth who was like, hey, we're going to have a challenge game. And Cash is the only one that was like, oh, my God, I better prepare. And he bought skates. So, yeah.
But just in fairness, the two times... Cash has gotten on skates. The one time he broke a rib.
Yeah.
And then the last time he showed up at the pay-per-view at Salvatore's and he couldn't sit down.
Okay, no, that's the first
time. I
will
vouch for that.
Derby's hard, okay?
It was Sunday night.
I don't doubt it. It's just, here comes Cash, like, you know, gingerly walking into the building, like, looking at a chair with fear in his eyes because he was afraid.
I was looking for a bar stool so I could keep my legs straight.
He did totally take a really stellar fall, though, right on the keister. So then we taught him how to fall forward, and now he's way better. So it shouldn't happen that much anymore.
So next time he gets on skates, he'll fall forward, and then he'll come in here with his arm in a cast.
And a broken nose.
You know, well, are you saying that I shouldn't be doing this?
No,
Cash, all I'm saying is, like, two for two, man.
Okay. Dude, it's not as bad as it was. His first time on skates was not good. It was very Frankenstein-y, but I was actually shoving him around Sunday morning at men's practice, and he was doing okay, so... I think he's going to be fine. He just needs more time on the wheel.
I just need more people who I'm pushing against not having toe stops. But we'll, you know, but we actually got a question for you. Mike from Rochester's got a question for the ladies.
Love
go
it.
Ahead, go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, everybody, and hello, ladies.
Good morning.
I'm Big Mike, and I have a question for you. How's Katie Roller Skates doing?
Oh, she's great. Thank you for checking in and asking. She had surgery on her shoulder, and sadly, it's one of those things where the doctors are like, you should probably stop playing. So actually, I think, you know, this year is probably her last with us, which sucks and is heartbreaking. But she's doing well. She's healing up very well from the surgery.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, she the first game of the season, she had a little collision. And I saw her the other day, and she was coaching. She coached last weekend.
Yep. We've still got her on as, you know, bench staff and jam coach, which is awesome because Katie's amazing, and we just love to have her around. She's so much fun. And, you know, always so positive and silly. So it's great to have her around. But, man, it really sucks not having her on the track. She was really turning into this beastie, like, hybrid blocking jammer. And it sucks. The derby gods will come and get you sometimes.
We're joined this morning by number 800, JoJo Thrasher, number 94, Shego Quick, and number 27, Hater Tot. From Rock City Roller Derby, going from Katie's question, I might as well ask you, both of you ladies that haven't been up here before, JoJo, worst injury?
What's that?
Worst injury?
I would have to say, I really am lucky, and I haven't had any really terrible injuries, but I would say my worst was I sprained an ankle up in Green Mountain once, and I continued to play the game, and then we had a game the next day, and I also played in that game. But then I really paid for it the next couple of weeks. It was really bad. It was just a sprain, though, so I really lucked out.
Didn't, like, blow up or anything, did it?
No, it was just painful to walk around. That was all. So I you know... Thank you.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on all the wood.
Yeah, find some wood someplace. And she go?
She tends to get a little messed up more at CrossFit than at roller derby lately.
I don't
so.
Do CrossFit anymore, though. Oh. But yeah, true. Yeah,
I also luckily have not had any horrible, horrible injuries. The worst is probably a bad bruise, so let's knock on wood for that,
again.
Too.
Yeah, thanks, Cash. Like,
not jinx it for tonight.
Well, we didn't have Katie in here last time, so you can't blame me on
right,
that
that's
one.
True. D-Days was totally your fault, though. We had her up, and then you talked about injuries, and then she got hurt the next game, so that was your fault.
Yeah. You jinx,
big time. But well, good. I mean, that's, you know, injuries are something that, you know, I mean, and honestly, most of the time they happen in scrimmage before in games.
Practice. Yeah, and it's not if you're going to get hurt, it's when you're going to get hurt and to how severe. So the more fit and more active and more, you know, ready you are for this game, you usually fare pretty well. So that just shows that these ladies are pretty healthy and they've been lucky. So,
and don't forget, the game is a game to kill for. It's today, 5 o'clock, Genesee Valley Sports Complex, 131 Elmwood Avenue, which is a nice place. And this beautiful day to go out and come out to Derby. Well, 6 o'clock it starts. Doors open at 5.
Open at 5. You can come and get your seat. And 6 p.m. is the first whistle for the Stars game.
You'll see these ladies that we're talking to right now skating out there, as well as myself. I'll be doing the announcing, the in-arena announcing. And our TV show is being taped, Derby After Dark.
Yep, so maybe you'll be on TV. That'll be cool, right?
Yeah, it's always cool to be on TV. And then check it out, you know. And it's like, it's such a lot. It's really a lot of fun. Now, JoJo, you've been doing this for 9 years with Rochester. Anything real, any big moments you're out there when just stand out in your mind is like, wow, this is like the greatest thing ever, you know? Like, you know, winning championships, or, you know, finishing first, or, you know, anything, you know, stand out in your mind as one of those things that you can, you know, when you look fondly back on it in 30 years, say, wow, that was just really cool.
Well, I would say that, you know, every year I kind of come to Jesus moment with roller derby, where, you know, it starts out and nobody really knows how to, like, play together, and then it comes together and we always have, like, one epic game that we really, like, pulled out all the stops, we did everything correctly, and we won. And it was, you know, and I think that game was actually last weekend when we played against Burning River in Ohio, where it was just, like, everyone was, like, hive mind and together, and I felt really good. And so I would say that, you know, at least once a year, there's one of those epic games where I'm like, yeah, this is why I play roller derby.
Very cool. How about you, Shigo?
I think it's more of just the journey to getting where I am now, starting in Corey and moving up. It's just all together, moving with everyone that started when I started and skating together.
Yeah, it's all, you know, derby becomes a family, you know, and then we're always looking for people. So like I say in the beginning of the show, you know, if you ever want to get involved in it, you know, you can always email the recruitment at our rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. We have another recruiting day coming up, in which it's the same day as one of our scrimmages, so you actually kind of get a feel for what a scrimmage is like.
Yeah, you get to drop in and see, you know, actually what you're going to be signing up for, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, everybody, you know, it's always a lot of fun. But tonight, you guys are excited. Now, I kind of agree with you, JoJo. That was a lot of fun last weekend. I was there. I got to NSO scorekeep for both those games, and it was fun being on the road. I don't get to go on the road that often, so when I get an opportunity, it was a lot of fun. To be part of hanging, you know, actually, I guess it's sanctioned. It was one of my only sanctioned ever NSOing jobs.
Ooh, yeah,
so.
Big time. Now you have a resume.
Oh,
I hope you did it right.
Yeah.
Well, you won, right?
We won by a lot of points. So I don't
not saying that.
Out.
Not saying that I
if
fixed
it. Was a couple
it.
Points, we'd be like,
Yeah, it's a guy in the 19th Warden's jacket. I would double check his numbers. You know?
Yeah. Watch that guy. He's new.
No, but that was a lot of fun. So, JoJo, how do you feel about this season? I mean, this is kind of like a rebuilding at time. We lost some major players in the team.
Yeah, we sure did. We lost about 8 girls, and it was we definitely felt that in the beginning of the season. We weren't sure, you know, what we were going to do. We are really coming together, though. I think that, you know, the thing about derby is people realize that, you know, you're going to lose people, and you got to deal with what's left and, you know, make it work. And it's really coming together. Like, our scrimmages look good, and it's everything's just on the up and up right now. So I'm hoping for the best.
Well, you hate her. You think the same thing?
Yeah. Like I've said before, like like Joey said, we've lost some significant, you know, players in our team. But this season, it's really different, you know, like I won't even say it's a different skill level. Just it's a different feeling, like it's a different mentality. We don't have the drive to like want to be number one and like get to champs, and you know, like we all want to, we want to play that way. But this season, I've kind of taken it as a personal thing of like, I don't care if we never go to divisionals ever again, but I want to mess up the point spread at least every team we play so that they don't get to go. Because like if I'm not going, you're not going either, and we're either going to beat you or mess up the point spread where you don't go up in rankings. So that's kind
of, yeah, you're a stirrer, all
that's
right.
Me,
you know?
That's me. Like if I'm not going, no one's going. But no, the team definitely, like Joey has said, has definitely come together, and it's this awesome, like she said, just hive mind. We're really just getting this connective work together, and like everyone's trusting their partnerships and their lines, and it's great. So tonight's game, man, you don't want to miss it. This will be the last night that the Rockstars will be playing at home, so you definitely want to get out there and see your WIFTA level ranking team.
I'll say one thing. You get a couple wins in a row, and everything starts feeling better, you know?
It feels great to win at home, but, man, there's nothing like a road win when you're in someone else's house and you dominate. That just feels
home opener.
So good to me. Yeah, I love it. I love ruining their home openers. Like, and sucks for you.
Yeah.
I'm just a jerk like that, but I like it.
And it is coming together, and you feel it, too. I felt it last Saturday. It's like, wow, this is really – I'm excited. This team, you know, who knows? I mean, you know, and, there's this thing called WIFTA rankings, and we didn't drop that much from last year. And if anything, we're going to shoot up because of how well we've been playing.
Because we keep sticking that point spread. Yeah. So like I said, I don't care if we never go again. I just don't want anyone else who plays us to get a better ranking on us ever again.
Now, Shigo, you were there last weekend, too. These are only the first few times you girls really have played together in games. So you get a good feel for that team?
For the B-sides?
Yeah.
It is pretty much all of our first season.
There's three vets on that team. So.
We haven't been winning per se, but I think
I was
very proud of
you. I was proud of you, ladies. Very proud of you, ladies, last week because I've seen you at the scrimmages, and like we always say, it's a repeat. The hardest team you're ever going to play is going to be the one at scrimmage. Mm-hmm. So you went out there and you guys took it to them last week out in Cleveland.
Yeah,
so
it was neck and neck for a long time in Cleveland. Mm-hmm.
That was great. So very cool. Now, Shigo, also one thing I noticed, you also are a photographer, right?
Yes, I'm a photojournalism student.
Very cool. I was going to say you took a lot of pictures for us. In fact, is it your picture that was our Christmas card last year?
Yep. Yeah, it was.
So that's cool. So you got great skills for that. And I mean, and that you guys coming together on the floor last week, I just was really happy to see you guys get out there. I mean, and the more you play together, the better it'll get.
Yep.
Very cool. So, okay, folks, right now is the time in which I say if you're caller 12, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the game today. So the number is 222-1280, *1280, for those with, it's free all the time anyways, but it used to be if you have a cell phone, it would be free
then.
That's
how long you've been doing this. Yeah. You still remember the old stuff.
Listen. I started this show in the 90s, okay? I'm not showing my age, am I?
I won't tell you how old I was in the 90s.
Yeah, I'm scared. But the game today, doors open 5 p.m. at Genesee Valley Sports Complex. 131 Elmwood Avenue. If you've never seen roller derby, man, you'll fall in love with it the first time you see it. You know, it's not always the easiest thing to understand, but as an announcer, I try to explain some of the intricacies that you're seeing. And once you start getting it, it's like, yeah, you'll be addicted. You'll be there every week. But right now, if you're caller 12, you get a pair of tickets to go see it tonight. 222-1280, *1280. I want to thank number 800, JoJo Thrasher, for joining us this morning.
You are quite welcome.
Thank you. Number 94, Shigo Quick.
Good to be here.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Hater Tot. You know, I couldn't do it without you.
Dude, I'm here all the time.
Number 27. And, yeah, I love it. It's the more she's on the show, the louder the crowd gets every time we go out to the games.
Oh, is that it?
No.
It's because they listen to the Pain Clinic and they're like, oh, my God, I love her.
I try to take credit for that. But so give us a call, 222-1280.
She's so much better than that Mark guy.
Yeah, yeah. Mark guy who throws out challenges as we're going to commercial break. So I want to thank you ladies for showing up. We'll see you tonight. And folks, 222-1280, *1280, you want tickets, you can go for free tonight. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Past Monday, I had you dead to rights with a chair. But I took the high road. Next time, it's gonna be different.
You sure you wanna come in here making threats?
That ain't no threat.
Listen, for weeks, I have been saying that I am the miracle and that I am going to change this place. And everyone's been saying, well, how? How are you going to do that? Well, let me think. I did what Sting, Bully Ray, Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy, Lashley couldn't do. I pinned EC3.
You are.
I will be your wrestling coach.
That's what I'm talking about, Mr. Backlund, but I'm not really looking for a wrestling coach. I think I got that covered. I'm looking for more of a life coach. I've never had a life coach before.
And I've never been a life coach before. But as your life coach, the first rule is wrestling is life! We're gonna make Darren Young great again!
Hey, this is Eric Young. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280, WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, Richard Rich, here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, Brian Burke, and you. Do you know whose music this is?
American Alpha.
No, I know. That was a question. It wasn't. It is American. You're right. It is American Alpha.
Able.
So. All right. 222-1280 starts today. Time to talk pro wrestling. I want to thank the ladies from Rock City Roller Derby coming in. Always nice to have ladies in the morning here, you know, because it's just us guys, and I dig ladies, man. I'm just throwing that out there. Danny,
it's in the morning.
What's that, Danny?
I said that would make like a great, like, you know, if NSYNC and Backstreet Boys were still around, like a new number one hit, Ladies in the Morning.
They're still here. I left money for the cab on the
wow.
No.
Why did you have to make it creepy?
Again,
will you
sign?
Stop it?
Hey, welcome back to the show. Why don't you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria and Farmers Food Service and Don't Still Light. I'm Brett Culver. Join us 3 weeks from tomorrow. 3 weeks from tomorrow for no 2 weeks from tomorrow for WWE's Extreme Rules pay per view at Salvatore's of the Garage Door. No cover charge. Starts at 8 p.m. Come join us for all the fun and frivolity. May 22nd, WWE Extreme Rules. And of course, a week from today is UFC 198, Salvatore's the Great Garage Door. Incredible card. 5 great fights on this card. I cannot wait. You know, and then the next day my daughter graduates from college, so I'm so psyched about that. But hey, welcome. Let's talk about, there's so much stuff to talk about. First thing, because, and I want to thank the ladies once again. Don't forget today, the sports complex at Genesee Valley Sports Complex, 131 Elmwood Avenue. You can go see Roller Derby tonight. A dame to kill for. Actually, it's a game to kill for, but they're dames to kill for. That's for sure. So that's maybe. Let's talk. I got a list of things I want to talk about. So much happened this past week. First off, Enzo Amore's injury on the pay-per-view last week. Thoughts on that, man? And how many times? I mean, it's like Joe Theismann breaking his leg on Monday Night Football. We get to see it 100 times.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, we were all watching it together out at Salvatore's, and we instantly knew that that was
not right.
Bad news for Enzo. And then, yeah, like, the replay, like, you know, somber Michael Cole and JBL, you know, become very serious, talking about what a serious, you know, injury this could be and what a terrible tragedy. Watch the replay again
and again.
Super slow-mo.
And
this
again.
Is where his head...
Watch his head bang back and to the left. You know?
It's, yeah.
Yeah. Like, they showed it so much, I started to get uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I think once they knew he was okay, then it suddenly became all bets were off on not showing it. And it was like, oh, every show.
Even
it was
when they didn't know he was okay. They were stabbing the gurney. They showed it 7 times.
Yeah, they showed it more when they didn't know what was truly wrong with him. Because I think we maybe saw it like one other time later that night. But as soon as it happened, you saw it 6, 7, 8 times. So, I don't know.
I'm glad he's okay.
It looked like
we say only concussion, but that was best case scenario for that.
Yeah, I mean, he hit hard, and then you see him laying on the ground, like the way he was breathing. You just knew it was bad news.
And the way he was lying, I mean, and not moving. Yeah, his eyes were wide open as they were moving him around. So that's what scared me the most, I think, in the whole thing is that was, you know, I mean, hit bang the back of his head. As, that was what did it to him. Wasn't even hitting the rope because the rope just kind of launched him into the mat. And there's no give along the edges. As much as you think there's give in a wrestling ring, that's where the support is, you know? So it's, it was pretty, but he's doing okay. He'll be out for a couple of weeks. I mean, they have to do the impact tests and everything like that. And, you know,
wait, kinda, they got to send him to Orlando?
No, yeah, he gets just banished. No, hopefully, he will be back soon. And it wasn't anything too serious. He was out of the hospital before the end of the pay-per-view, I heard. So,
no, he was there still to the end of the pay-per-view because Kevin Owens showed up after.
Well, I know, but Kevin Owens was earlier in the pay-per-view. Maybe he just took off and went straight there.
They're not allowed to leave before the end.
They usually aren't.
Great picture, by the way, that Kevin Owens put up.
Yeah, you guys make fun of me for selfies.
He's talking to Cass wearing a suit, and Kevin Owens looks like he's photobombing their convo.
Okay, so that was a very scary moment. You know, and there's so much news to talk about. Let's go right to the... we'll call it Black Friday yesterday, May 6th, the day the WWE decided to cut a lot of loose weight. Some of it was loose. Some of it we didn't even know they were still in there. We had 7 cuts yesterday from the WWE. I'll go through the list very quickly. Hornswoggle, who we haven't seen since when? Since he was part of the three-man band, was it? You know, or what was he doing? Remember he was with Heath Slater? And,
although now, I mean, now we'll never get another WLC match.
That's right.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So we got Hornswoggle, Alex Riley, who you might remember as the NXT partner of The Miz during the last season of NXT. El Torito. Well, it only makes sense with Hornswoggle being cut. And El Torito's guys are now the, you know, Puerto Rican, what do they call them?
Have they even said what they're going to be doing?
No, but they've been doing those vignettes from, you know, with Primo and...
Was Epico. JBL completely shot down with one line this week?
What do you say?
Isn't Puerto Rico going bankrupt?
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah, he did. Okay, Cameron, who bye girl.
Bye.
Yeah, she of course she came out. In another story that we'll talk later about is Ryback, and she came out in support of something. He got sent home because he's negotiating a contract and he wants more money. She backed him up on this long post he put out, and now she's gone. Damian Sandow, surprise there. Damian Sandow, you know, he's like a good on-the-road guy. You may not be on TV every week, but he's a good guy to be out, you know, starting a crowd. I'm really surprised at that. Santino Marella, we didn't even know was under contract. We know whenever they show up, he's there. Whenever they show up in Toronto, he usually makes an appearance somehow or another. If it's not a house show or a live event, it's going to be TV. Zeb Coulter. Now some people say, well, wasn't he like, you know, integral with Jack Swagger? But he really wasn't. They weren't really integrated much in the last year anyways. And he came out with Alberto Del Rio.
And they quickly had to distance him when people realized it was not a good idea to have him partnering with Del Rio and then riding the electric wheelchair scooter thing.
Yeah, yeah. And the big name, of course, well, we know Wade Barrett was gone, but he negotiated his early release, and he's now gone. So those are the people who you won't see on WWE TV. Thoughts? I mean, the biggest name, I mean, like I said, I think Damian Sandow maybe right now is because he's a guy who puts people over, and he goes out and does all the road work. And, I mean, yes, he's been stuck with bad things for a long time, but I still think he's a great, great asset, and maybe he'll be back. I wouldn't doubt any of these people would come back at one time or another, you know, because look at, you have Bob Backlund back there this past week, you know? So, I mean, you know, any of these people could easily come back.
I mean, really, the only one that stinks in my eyes is, I would say Barrett, but the writing was on the wall there. We knew he wasn't coming back, so it was only a matter of time. But, yeah, other than Sandow... Really, none of these hit me at all. But like you said, Sandow was a workhorse, and he was put in crappy situations, and he made the best of them. Like when he was Miz's stunt double for the longest time.
And I think he took over for Alex Riley, who was supposed to originally do that. Alex Riley was, I think, because he was like the Miz, you know, clone at one time, and then Alex Riley got hurt, and so I think they put Mizdow on that job, but he freaking came through and did incredible things with it. And he rode it as long as he could. He got a pay-per-view match out of it. I think he got a title out of it, didn't he?
He never did, but he got so incredibly over with the crowd.
Yeah.
And then, of course, WWE doesn't like anything that doesn't happen by their hand.
Yeah, nothing can happen spontaneously.
And he always was like, people were on the road every week. You'd say, you know, we'll start the We Want Sandow chants, and we'll do the tweets and have people chanting for him during the, and it happened every week, you know, everywhere he went. And just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the Cesaro section, except for that they embraced that. The Sandow stuff, no, not so much. So, yeah, I think he's the biggest name that, you know, he's the one that probably TNA could pick up and might be able to do something with. Or Wade Barrett, too. Wade wants to get into acting now, he said. He wants to get out of wrestling. I love Wade because we met him twice, and he was a great guy both times, and we had him on the show at least three times. So it's like, I thought he was a lot of fun, and, you know, he played the WWE line pretty good. He was always a good employee for them.
I don't know about acting, but I know that man could sell audiobooks.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Nobody's business.
Yeah, he had great voiceover talent. That's what I told him yesterday. I sent him a tweet, and I said, dude, after hearing you say Goodnight Moon, or read Goodnight Moon, I think you could make a living and doing, you know, voiceovers. So that's a shame. All the you know, it's, but you know what? It's that time of year in which we're after WrestleMania. They say, well, we got to shake off the deadwood. I'm surprised. I heard that there was another name that was supposed to be a bigger name that was going to be let go, and I haven't heard anything.
There was rumors all yesterday that Summer Rae was gone.
There was rumors Randy Orton. I've heard that.
I was just going to say, there were rumors that would have made some very friendly octogenarians upset.
I heard that, but it was only until they reestablished the link on the webpage did they throw those away. So his name was being floated around there. Now, all I could think was he got busted a third time, you know, because he's three times and you're out, as they say, and he's on two right now. So, and then I was thinking too, Adam Rose came out and he was suspended, and he came out and actually had
but he has a doctor's note.
He does have a doctor's note. So I think, I don't know, you know, I mean, obviously.
Which he quickly pulled down after posting it.
And then he put it back up.
And then put it back up.
He put it back up. So Adam Rose had, you know, he's on eight, what was it again?
Adderall.
Adderall. He's on Adderall for whatever his problems he was having, and he has a doctor's note. So.
Yeah, WWE could not have fired him because that would have spelled huge trouble.
Yeah,
huge.
So
well, you suspended a guy who has a doctor's note to be taking a medication that you're now suspending him for.
Yeah,
and then you're firing him.
I hear about that in baseball all the time too. Some of the technicalities on people getting busted for things. But 222-1280 *1280 number. We have Rashawn. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
We're doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I got a few points. I meant to call in last week, but I was dealing with a contractor at the house, so I was a little busy. But just speaking on the list, honestly, I think Alex Riley kind of was the surprise for me because the guy has such an upside for him. I think he was just a product of bad gimmicks more than anything because he really has a lot of talent, and he's done a lot of showmanship in the ring as far as that stuff.
Well, I'll say one thing, too. He got hurt. He had a legitimately bad injury that kept him out of the ring for, what, like a year? And so you're supposed to pick up and start again at that point. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, I think that was going against him. Same, you know, Wade Barrett's the same reason. The reason he didn't take off and wasn't the number one guy is because of injuries that have happened and stupid ones. Remember, what was the one he got?
It was a battle royal right before WrestleMania, wasn't it? He should have never even been in. And it caused he was over Money in the Bank that year.
Didn't he, like, dislocate his shoulder in that battle royal or something?
Yeah.
But the point, the other couple points I wanted to make was y'all talking about Enzo and Cass. I listened to the Stone Cold podcast on those guys, and that gave me a whole new respect for Enzo and Cass because they are students of the game, and they respect, they know the history of wrestling, and that's why they understand the match psychology, the in and out of ring match psychology, and the pacing of the match and how to do it. And that just gave me a whole big new respect for him when I listened to that and just heard that interview. And other than that, Roman Reigns getting over. That's been bugging me because how do you get booed at a Make-A-Wish with a Make-A-Wish kid? That's been bugging me. That's like cheering at a funeral. Like, you know, I mean, like, they're making every attempt to get Roman Reigns over. And I think this is like a last ditch ever. Like, no, they can't boo him now, right? No, they still booed him. And I was like, oh my God, how do you get booed with a Make-A-Wish kid?
I want to tell you something. I'm going to throw this out. There's going to be a heel turn with this man. They're just dragging their feet on this forever.
They are
dragging their feet.
The intensity with it on Monday.
Yeah,
they started planting more seeds on Monday.
Yeah, it is going to happen. It's just, you know what? I thought it would happen in the last pay-per-view. It's like, no, because if they all know it's going to happen, we're going to stretch it for three pay-per-views.
And then you won't care anymore.
Yeah, and that's what's starting to happen. It's like, you know, I got to say, I'll give Roman Reigns a lot of credit. Him and AJ click in that ring, man. That they put on a great match on the pay-per-view. I think, and AJ, and it's all AJ. I'll give it to him. I mean, AJ can do a lot of stuff. He sold like a champion in that pay-per-view match. I mean, I think the WWE is realizing that they've got a gold mine. mine in this guy, and you know, because they can work him with anybody. He's like Daniel Bryan, exactly like, you know, he has that ability to work with anybody.
Yeah, and like that was my last big thing. So I just wanted to go ahead and get that out of there. I was just like, I just could not fathom the fact that he got booed with the Make a Wish kid.
Believe me, even the bad guys get Make a Wish kids too. So okay, I mean, that happens with some of, you know, Randy Orton is worse. He was still getting Make a Wish things requests. So thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week. Okay. Take it easy, man. 222-1280, start 12. We got a couple people waiting online, but we got to go to break real quick. It's interesting. There's a lot of stuff to talk about in that. You know, we can talk about the cuts. We can talk about, you know, all. We didn't even get the ride back yet. We'll talk about it on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You think Shane McMahon has made all the same sacrifices of his time and his energy, his family over the last 7 years as you have? I mean, I don't think so. I mean, if that were me, I got a feeling like that would burn me up, that Shane McMahon comes back after 7 years and your dad lets you guys both run Raw. I mean, that's got to make you, it's got to get you pretty hot, right? It's got to grind your gears, huh? It's got to get you a little upset, right? That's just got to burn you up inside, huh?
For years, I've hid behind my mask, in the deep, dark secrets of my mind. And now I'm free from my pain. I'm free from my pain, and I am beautiful.
I mean, I think it's time for a change, don't you?
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
it's a new era. I mean, Shane helped you create the Ambrose Asylum, and so now I am going to officially cancel it. Is that a lesson that hurts that you were referencing earlier? Just asking. Is it okay for me to ask questions on your... Oh, I guess so, because you don't have a show anymore, so...
Hi, this is Big Sexy Kevin Nash, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman with Brian Burke, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole. Brian, I'm going to have to give you a different name. How about B Squared?
Go with it.
B Squared.
Isn't that trademarked still?
I don't know. We'll call you B Squared. It's B Squared. I think it's, you know who B Squared was, right? Bull Buchanan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Why not the double Bs? The double B and the double Ds.
The double Ds and the double B in the studio. That's right. We got Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, the double Ds with the double B. All right. Welcome back.
I thought the ladies left.
Yeah, they did. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man, and that's only a normal name. All right. No. And already, little Sami Zayn. Gets me going. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Welcome back to the show. We've got lots of phones, calls on the line real quick. I want to plug that we're going to be at Salvatore's 2 weeks from tomorrow for WWE's Extreme Rules. Come on out. Join us. Please join us. We are doing pay-per-views again at Salvatore's. I just want to throw that out there. Next week on the show, by the way, Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South, is going to join us. He's going to be at Frontier Field Saturday doing autographs from 6 to 7:30. Then Sunday he'll be at the Collector Fest Monthly Show in Webster at the Columbus Center. Can meet him either place. No. Unfortunately, he will not be joining us in the studio.
Man.
I know. The mouth of this. So we got some good things coming up. There's some guys coming to town. We got the Pope, D'Angelo De Niro's coming to town. We've got Scotty Too Hottie. So hopefully we can get him in the studio sometime. So real quick, before we go back to the phones, Ryback this past week came out and it was sent home Monday. Actually, he got put on the undercard of the pay-per-view and he came out in a shirt. What did it say? It was a CM Punk takeoff.
He impersonated CM Punk's entrance and his weightlifting belt said pre-show stopper.
Pre-show stopper. And so he came out and he did CM Punk's entrance, and then they sent him home because he's negotiating a new contract. He says he wants more money. He really puts up a pretty good fight, but he wants to know if it's all predetermined, why do people get paid differently?
Because certain people are superstars and certain people are supplemental talent.
Yeah.
See, if you can read it two ways. You can read it as he wants everyone to make the same amount of money, or you can read it as why are two people in the same match getting paid differently?
Yeah. No matter how they perform in the match. That's where I agree with him.
You know. Yeah, I agree. I mean, and he goes, I don't mind losing. It doesn't mean anything to me. I want to go out and entertain. So do the people I'm taking. So is the guy who's winning. He goes, and the thing is you know, he wants everyone to get paid the same and then get the bonuses based on merch sale. Now, there's a lot of guys who make a lot of money on merch sale. John Cena is a perfect example because the merchandise comes out with a different shirt every time he comes back. Every time he's, you know, a month later, he has a new shirt. Makes a ton of money on that. So, I mean, Brian, you know, you spend it on for all your kids and you.
Zing. A few other shirts, too.
Zing. Okay, I had to do that. But, you know, so Ryback, you know, and so they sent him home because there's contracts up in June. We were kind of shocked he wasn't released, you know. But he's a good talent. I like, you know, I don't hate the guy, you know. I mean, he's got the look that Vince McMahon loves.
He's read the
and
secret.
But that's about it. Really. I mean, maybe deep down he has the personality for it, so maybe his big gripe is with creative for just, you know, only having him go out there as, you know, Vince McMahon's wet dream every single time.
Our old friend Rob Sanderson actually said that his match on the pre-show, which we did not get to see while we were sitting at Salvatore's, was one of the better Ryback matches I've ever seen and actually enjoyed it, which is a big thing coming from Sanderson.
Sanderson's not a fan. But me personally, when I read his statement, me being a little bit cynical, I just kind of cut right through it. And so basically he's saying, you know, guys like John Cena, the guys at the top, should be taking pay cuts. Now, if Ryback were in John Cena's situation and somebody else was saying that, I don't think he'd be as noble
not.
As he came off in his argument. So while I think there is some merit there, this to me just reeks of sour grapes and jealousy and the fact that he's not as over as he thinks he should be and he's not getting paid what he thinks he should get paid.
It'll be interesting to see, other than the one feedback that we've seen so far, if there's any other feedback from any other superstars, because I think there are superstars who do have a gripe potentially from some of the perspectives that he brought up. But you're right. I mean, you get to a point and you've earned where you are, and you shouldn't be brought down to someone else's level because of that. But if he's talking about just event to event, what you're paid, I'm kind of on board that Roman Reigns shouldn't get more than AJ Styles for the match if based on what happened in the ring. That's just throwing that as an example.
And I agree there, but both of those guys to me are on the same level.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number, and Scott, or Jordan from Greece, I hit the button by accident and hung up on you, so please call back. We've got Brian from Rochester. What's up, Brian?
Hi, guys. Guys, did you guys watch Monday Night Raw when Charlotte and Ric Flair, and when they had Charles Roberts in the ring?
Yes.
And they were talking about, I forgot who asked the question to Charles Roberts, and he might, he didn't know what was going on.
Well, you mean Charles Robinson? He's acting like he didn't know what was going on.
I mean, what the question?
Yeah, I know. He was playing Little Nate, man. That's Little Nate, man.
So what do you guys think what's going to happen at the Extreme Rules pay-per-view? Because now Ric Flair won't be at ringside in the submission match.
Yeah, it's a good question. Thank you for calling, Brian. You know what? I wish I could get excited about this angle. I know that Natty is just someone Charlotte should be going through with no problem. Thoughts on that?
I agree. Then.
I agree.
I mean, because she's gone through everybody else, and Natty, you know, was a perennial, you know.
Natty right now is a placeholder until they push Sasha Banks.
And the funny thing is, Sasha's been off. You know, she wasn't even on TV last week.
Yeah, which I don't get.
She's
not injured,
and,
right?
And what about Paige? I'm really upset about Paige not being
Paige? We got to see Evil Emma, though. That's always good.
Yes, Evil Emma was fantastic. And they actually gave her a win over Becky Lynch. So where does that put Becky Lynch in the list there? Is she knocking her down a few notches?
I don't know, but they got this whole angle. The whole Chicago screwjob thing was really dumb.
Oh, yeah.
If it were 1999 when they were doing the Little Nate stuff, maybe people would understand it, but no one remembered. Like, we're hardcore wrestling fans, so we remember it, but most of the people who watch weren't even born yet. There's a good portion of people.
Yeah, and they have to go and show the footage of Little Nate free the whole time he was there, you know, even in, you know, and they didn't ever work him into angles, and so they want, you know, and they probably went to him and said, hey, you want to help Rick's daughter get over? I don't know. And he's like, okay. And I don't know. Well, hopefully, you know, he doesn't, you know, lose a job over this, because sometimes when guys get involved in angles, they end up getting pulled off TV and stuff, and they need referees. He's a good referee too. He seems to do all the women's matches too.
There's tons of things they could have gone back to from that era.
Yeah,
and that's what they chose to go back to.
I was gonna say, and like Danger just said, you know, Even those of us that were there for, you know, the Little Nate stuff. And those of us that even understood it, we sat there and like,
dumb.
This is dumb. One of the dumbest. This rivals Dean Ambrose in the exploding TV.
Yeah.
As far as dumb finishes to matches I've seen.
I agree. And you know, and they wanted a better reaction out of the crowd, and they didn't get it either. So, 222-1280 star 12 is the number. We got Baldy. What's up, Baldy?
Yeah, I just want to give a second for the WWE execs to turn up their volume on the podcast.
Okay, go ahead. WWE.
Okay, so Damian Sandow. It just tells you how, you know, a guy who gets over all by himself, was over huge before he got there, and was over when he got there originally, and then they just dropped the ball with him completely. The guy has talent on top of talent. He's got more talent in his pinky than half the guys on the roster, easy. And then one more little negative before I try to get to some positive. This the club, I mean, formerly the Bullet Club, the club. It really reeks of chronic, and I'll tell you, and some people may not understand, you know, the analogy here, and, you know, and pardon the pun too, but this the chronic was over in WCW. One of the only acts besides Papa Pump and Buff Bagwell who were over with the crowd. They come in, they have no idea what to do with them. They're just two guys with tight black shirts on, and they just let them fade away. And I know Anderson has a lot more in-ring ability than those two guys did, but they just don't know what to do with the guys. They don't really have. They're just the club. They're Anderson and Gallows. And again, it speaks to how uncreative their creative staff is. And one quick positive, because I know they're listening. The thing you got going on with the Dusty tournament, that's pretty good. You know, it reminds me of the Crockett Cup. However, you're missing the very important aspect of the Crockett Cup. The Crockett Cup was international, very similar to the tag team tournament of WCW when they did All Japan, where they brought in the Russians, and it was almost like a shoot. You know, the Steiners, I believe they won it, or they came real close, maybe Dr. Death and Gordy won that. Excellent tournament. People, you should try and find the matches on YouTube. But anyways, you need to get these teams, even if you bring in a Ring of Honor team. I mean, Ring of Honor would love to cross-promote with WWE just to make this tournament huge. Get the Young Bucks in there. Get maybe the Briscoes. Go to TNA, get a couple of those guys, you know, get the Hardys, do a cross-promotion. It's not going to hurt WWE, and it's going to help them because it's going to help promote wrestling as a whole, which they've been stealing all of their good wrestlers from these promotions. So it only makes sense to now put them on their platform and really display them. And then now Vince can see it and be like, oh, look at this. Who are these guys? The Young Bucks? Oh,
he doesn't pay. Vince doesn't go out and recruit. He doesn't. All his guys do it. They go out.
Sure. But now they can put it in front of the old man's face instead of trying to, you know, have him see it on a little screen. I think that would be. People would go banana for that.
But Baldy, I you know what? I agree. Thank you for calling. We got to go to a break, but I do want to throw something out. UFC has their channel called Fight Pass. They show other people's promotions on Fight Pass, because they have deals with them to broadcast their fight cards. I could see WWE doing something similar to that with Ring of Honor or TNA. Because
I think you would see Dragon Gate or stuff like stuff.
Yeah, they actually have deals right now going on with a couple of the smaller independents, Evolve and Dragon Gate, those guys right now. And actually, I should get Gabe on again. Gabe Sapolsky. We had him on once when we were talking about, I can't remember when it was exactly, but we've had him on in the last couple of years. He used to be the guy, he was the guy behind Ring of Honor starting, you know, one of the guys, so... But no, I agree with you 100%. They should, you know, use that because, you know, they could put it on a weekly show. That's what. And there's been rumors of Ring of Honor possibly buying TNA recently. So TNA was for sale. We'll see what happens with that. We got to go to break. Keep holding on if you're on the line. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
This is WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you for listening. I'm feeling like lifting some big, bulbous weights above my head and riding a bicycle with one big wheel.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Got to happen.
Okay, folks, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for listening. We'll go out one last call before we get out of here. It's Scott from Henrietta. Scott, what's up, buddy? Are you all Civil War'd out, bro?
I'm all Civil War now.
I am too, man. I saw it Thursday, man. I dug it, you know, but I saw it really late. And, man, I tell you, if you're going to bring two kids with you to the movie, man, make sure they're not stroller size. Geez. Okay. Well, what's up, man?
I went Friday morning. Someone bought a 10-month-old, so I'm right there with you. But I'm calling somebody out today. Oh. I think the last 2 minutes I'm calling somebody out, and I'm calling out Mark Fantasia.
Mark Fantasia's
not been on for a couple weeks.
Yeah, he'll be back next week, so he'll reply whatever you guys say.
He's been running his mouth about this roller derby, and the girls basically called him out. And I got to admit, I was laughing because I really want to see Mark Fantasia fall on his butt. So, Mark, I'm just going to say this. You haven't been around for a couple weeks, pal. And I ran Andrew the Authority out, and, like, quite frankly, I'm aiming for your spot, buddy. I liked it when I was up there a couple weeks ago. But next week, you better bring your game. Otherwise, I'm going to bring my game, and we're going to have some fun.
All right, Scott, throwing down the gauntlet, brother. Very cool. Any thoughts on, we got like a minute left, any thoughts on the wrestling this past week, all the different things that happened?
I thought Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles was phenomenal simply for the fact because it showed off how good AJ Styles is. I agree with everybody on that.
Yeah, AJ's killing it.
I'm really ticked off with Ryback, but after I read his note, I kind of respect him. And yes, if Ryback versus Kalisto, and Kalisto's making more than Ryback, and neither of them are even on the main show, something's wrong with that.
Right. Point taken. Well, thanks for calling, Scott. Appreciate it. We got to get out of here. I want to tell you today, check out Roller Derby. Doors open at 5 at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex, 131 Elmwood. Come out and see you. Well, I'll be out there tonight doing the announcing. All the ladies, I want to thank number 800, JoJo Thrasher, number 27, Hater Top, number 94, She Go Quick. You'll see them all skate tonight. It'll be a lot of fun. And also, thank you for coming out to the pay-per-view last week. We got lots of Jimmy Hart's going to be on the show next week. The Mouth of the South, it will be joining us, and it'll be in Rochester, too. So please have a safe week. Please treat your mothers well. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. You know, send them flowers. Send them a card. Be a good kid, you know. You know, like I said, when moms are good, they're great, but when they're bad, they're better. Okay, we got to get out of here. Well, up next is the Kick This Show. We're out of here.